Copy yours. Dictating a cling note. And Jose, J-O-S-E, last name is Rivas, R-I-V-A-S, G-R-A-N-I-L-L-O. Birth date is 10/25/15. Patient presents with a history of a vomiting this morning with decreased appetite. All signs within normal limits. Immunization up to date. No known allergies. Current medications none. Medical history. History of autism. And to be evaluated at school. In kindergarten. Surgical history negative. Present illness. History of vomiting times one. Class today with decreased appetite. Now, without distress, with normal activity, review of symptoms, wears diapers and continent of urine at school, does okay at home. Past history of probable autism, unevaluated, on waiting list to be evaluated at school. Social family history, non-contributory, physical exam. General appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Limited exam. Ears and throat with combative child unable to hold or restrain, negative for adenopathy or masses, clear auscultation percussion, heart rhythm without murmurs and gallop, abdomen soft without tenderness or guarding. Extremities negative for tenderness or restricted range of motion. Skin negative for rash or lesions. Neurological. Limited evaluation. Apparent motor sensory deficits. Cranial nerves intact. Condition. Neural. Alert. And combative and unresponsive or not responsive to verbal communication. Impression, vomiting with probable viral gastroenteritis, autism by history, untreated. Mother was given prescription for Zofran. Try to take as needed, even though he normally refuses to take medication. Mother was advised to and referred to Texas Children's Hospital for additional evaluation and treatment. Be followed here as needed over the next day or two, or to take to emergency room if worse. Presently, without evidence of acute infection. Thank you, Dr. Helmer.